This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا إذا نودي للصلاة من يوم الجمعة فاسعوا إلى ذكر الله وذروا البيع ذلكم خير لكم إن كنتم تعلمون
الحمد لله رب العالمين وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ولي الصالحين وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وآله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته واستنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد All praises are due to Allah, Lord of the worlds, and surely Allah is the friend and protector of the righteous. And I bear witness that Allah is one and has no partners, that Muhammad the son of Abdullah is his servant and his last messenger. And may Allah always and constantly send peace and blessings to Muhammad, to his family, to his companions, to all those who call to his way and establish his sunnah to the day of judgment. As to what follows, I begin by cautioning myself and you to have taqwa, al-khawf wal-raja, to fear Allah and to hope in the mercy of Allah. And this taqwa develops a type of wiqaya, a shield around the believer that protects him or her in all circumstances, not only in the masjid but outside of the masjid. Taqwa is that element, that consciousness of Allah in the mind and in the state of the believer, where he is aware of the presence of Allah Azza wa Jal when he is around the non-Muslims, when he is at school, when he is on his job. He still remembers that there is one who is closer to him than his jugular vein. And so I caution myself and you with this. And I ask Allah to have mercy on you, to have mercy on your families, to have mercy on all of the Muslims in these trying times that we are going through. No doubt Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us to be one of the largest nations on earth, to be growing at unprecedented rates, that we would have a majority of young people within our nation. We would also have great natural resources under our countries, strategic positions. We are blessed to have countries in parts of the world where the economy has the potential to still grow in a natural way. But something on the inside of the Muslim, something on the inside needs to be dealt with, and Muslims are crying for change. Crying for change all around the planet. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us clearly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ Allah will not change the condition of a people until they change that which is in themselves. Something on the inside needs to be changed. We need to now look at our religion as not just rituals. It's not just something that you do. Salat is not just something that we do at the time when it comes in. It is a protection. Allah Azza wa Jal has told us in the Salata Tanha and Al-Fahsha wal-Munkar that Salat will protect us from evil and corruption. And when corruption is stalking the land and corruption is leading to people dying of disease, dying of alcohol, dying of drug addiction, then the salat is a protection. And so in that salat, there is something which will guide us and help us in the world to make the decisions and to live the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to live. Similarly with fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ Allah told us that fasting, the essence of fasting, is taqwa. It's the consciousness of Allah. It's not just a fast in order to make the time. But there's something that comes out of the imsak, something comes out of the abstinence that gives the individual a consciousness of his creator. And so something deeper, we need to go through the surface and not just be Muslims on the outside, but go to the internal aspects of Islam to look within ourselves in these critical times. And there are many oft-repeated verses that we hear. We need to start analyzing some of the things that we read in Salat, some of the things that we hear read around us. Take the gems of wisdom and apply these gems to your lives. We in South Africa, in the Southern Hemisphere, we have had to recently apply this Quran. We had to reanalyze our position as Muslims. A great trauma struck the land. A great evil went across the whole of the southern region. And it made people look into themselves to try to understand where we are coming from. It reached the point of people killing other people. They call it xenophobia, which is the fear of strange things, the fear of foreigners. And as Muslims, we went back to our sources and we realized that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us in the oft-repeated verses, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسَ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمُ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَالنِّسَاءَ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. We repeat this very often, but what does it really mean? Allah tells us, O humanity, Ya ayyuhan nas, fear Allah, reverence your Lord, who has created you from one single entity. From one entity, the DNA of one human being, all of you are created from. And the Quran, then it continues, and it said, Wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, and from that entity came its mate, Adam's wife, Hawa. And from the two of them, men and women, countless numbers of men and women, were scattered all throughout the earth. So fear Allah, reverence your Lord, from whom you ask your rights, and have respect and reverence for the wombs that bore you. Verily Allah is ever watching over you, and He has knowledge over all things. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in this verse that the creation of Bani Adam, Khalq Bani Adam, where did it come from? Min nafsin wahida. It came from one entity. And that entity now developed, split into two, and then from the two, male and female, people spread. Spreading more than likely from the southern regions in Africa, spreading out to different parts of the planet, and so people began to populate different continents. And we changed. Our skin color slightly changed. Our features changed over the years, the environments that we were living in. Great civilizations came up. Civilizations in Africa, civilizations in the Middle East, in Asia, India, China, and finally in Europe. People organized themselves, organized their technology to the point where they are able to develop large cities as we see today, mass communications, systems of transport. You can transport from one part of the planet to another. You have technology in your hand that 20, 30 years ago was only privy to only a few people had this technology. Now it is widespread, you communicate like you want. But even though the technology has become great, the morality has decreased. That people now, there is more people killing each other, hating each other, stealing from each other, abusing each other, than at any point in history. And so how this dichotomy comes about? We know that 500